alternative for the front range.
You gotta open up his eyes to the music.
94.3 The X.
We love Nirvana here, and it's funny because I have a friend who got arrested over the weekend dressed as Kurt Cobain, and I was gonna ask here in just a minute how his court is gonna go, but first let's get down to business with birthdays today in numerology. What year are they in, and what does that mean, Marla?
Happy birthday. Today's November 2nd.
Happy birthday.
And lucky you guys, you are in a four personal year.
And what does that mean?
Well, nothing
is
for free this year. Okay. Like, you're in a 1 year, Molly, and one brings just opportunities.
Just give it to me.
And luck. And in a 4 year, nothing's for free. You have to work your ass off.
Yeah.
So if you want that promotion, if you want that raise, if you want a relationship, if you want a trip to Belize, I have a friend that wants to go there. You're going to have to earn it. You're going to have to work hard. It's about restrictions, limitations, organization. It's a year of being very practical. And any time that you divert from reality and you start controlling and manipulating and expecting things just to happen, you're going to get hit really hard with an obstacle and a challenge. So that's why I called it work your ass off here, because you're going to have to prove that you believe in yourself, that you're worthy, that you deserve all of this stuff that you're wanting. And it can be frustrating. It can be difficult. Or if you're willing to buckle down and work and be disciplined, you can get everything that you work for. But it's a tough year, but it's really worth it because you're laying your foundation. It's like building a house. You're pouring your cement, putting in your rebar, but you've got to work hard.
Yeah.
And if you do, then all these rewards start coming in, especially the years after this, the 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 year, you're going to have a much better time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wish I had known.
Yeah. So four years are tough, but you got to prove yourself. You got to believe in yourself, and you do not give up. Just keep trucking along.
Well, and any year, to be fair, can be difficult, because life can throw anything at you.
There are themes and lessons to every year.
Yes.
So
definitely.
If you know what the theme is, then you apply yourself with that theme, and then it can make your year easier, or at least something you can control as far as your behavior. It makes your behavior, you understand it better. Yeah.
Right.
You're more self-aware. Yeah.
Right. Now, this friend of mine, he is going to be going into a 9 year. So he might be feeling some of the energy by now. His birthday's in the spring and, New Year's approaching.
He's feeling the 9
so,
already.
Yeah. DUI over the weekend.
Okay.
Dressed as Kurt Cobain.
You want to give me a name?
Yeah, James.
James.
He has a court date next Tuesday. How's it going to go? How is this all going to, turn out?
A court date on Election Day, huh?
I know.
Wow.
Lucky him.
So how's it going to go? Meaning, are they going to slap it on him, or is he going to get off pretty easy?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just look. DUIs are pretty tough. Most people who've had them, I haven't, thank God, but I know a lot of people who have. There's no joking around that. They're pretty tough here. Let's see what we get for James. There's drama. Now, unless he's a Pisces, Taurus, Aries. No.
Aries.
He is an Aries. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, the good thing is it does show that he is remorseful. Mm-hmm. It does show that even though from what you told me, he did try to do the right thing and sleep it off first, but he still wasn't, he was still kind of in the funk of the alcohol as he was driving home. He is learning his lesson. He has learned his lesson, and that he will change his behavior. I do show that there is initial drama, and then it turns out okay, but there's a fork in the road. Let me see what that is. So I'm not sure about all the DUI laws, and there's so many different things about the circumstances and whether they take his license, how much the fine is, how much school he has to take. But it does feel he's going to come out okay. He's very strong. He can do this. It's just about him being really disciplined and really willing to work on himself, his behaviors, his patterns, things like that. But I don't think he's going to be, I don't see jail time.
That's good.
Okay, so it wasn't as bad offense as some that I've known where they've had to do jail. So it feels like he, you know, the fine, the training. I don't know if he's going to get what the bracelet thing around the ankle. I don't think he's going to get that.
Okay.
But it looks like he is, you know, it's going to cost him some money, and he's learning a really, really tough lesson, but he will be okay. Let me just close my eyes real quick and tune in to him. James, do you think he's listening?
Oh, he is listening.
Okay, James, you know, we all have lessons we have to learn. Some of them are the school of hard knocks. It's going to be okay. Just do what you're told. Hold the faith in yourself that, you know, sometimes we do stupid stuff and we have to pay for it. So just suck it up. Do your time, so to speak, as far as whatever they're asking of you. And you're going to be fine. It feels like by spring, like by your birthday, things are going to be much, much better. So the next few months will be kind of rough, but you can get through this and just turn over a new leaf. Just make a promise to yourself that you are going to change your behavior and maybe be smarter next time. I'm not saying, you know, stop drinking, but I am saying just be wiser. Have a DD. Don't. You know, even if you spend the night on someone's couch, don't get up if you still, you know, just don't trust your own judgment and just stay put and let someone drive you home. Get an Uber. That's what Uber's for. Mm-hmm. Just learn important lessons like that.
Yeah. It's tough.
It is tough. And, you know, we all have tough lessons on who knows, whatever our karmic lessons are. But you're going to be okay. Spring feels really, really good. You just got to get through the next few months.
Awesome. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That was for James, DUI. Not fun.
Be apologetic. When you go before the judge, be very apologetic.
Yeah.
And, you know, just say that you learned your lesson. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he definitely has.
Yeah.
It was a rough weekend. Yeah. I spent 10 hours at the detention center waiting for him to get released. And it's funny because I actually ended up making a really good friend while I was waiting with this other girl.
Of all places to make it. Yeah, that's cool.
I know, right? So, it was really cool. There's a silver lining in everything. 1-800-595-2943. Speak with psychic Marla Mitchell. Or you can send us a Facebook message, 94.3 The X. We have one from Michael. He got in touch with us a little bit ago asking about he wants to move someplace warmer, but he recently had a work opportunity come up to transfer within the company, and he's wondering if this is something he should pursue.
Okay, so instead of moving, now work has thrown a little
A little curveball in the plan.
Monkey wrench in the plan.
As life tends to do.
Well, Michael, since he's not on the line, he's on Facebook.
He's on Facebook.
I'm just going to put something out there to you. Whenever we have a conundrum or a decision to make like this, the first thing to ask yourself is, if I wasn't afraid. Now, people go, oh, I'm not afraid, but fear is all negative emotions. So if you weren't afraid of giving up a very important opportunity at work, if you weren't afraid of letting go of that move that you, take out your worries and your concerns about each of those instances, and then close your eyes and ask your heart, if I wasn't worried or afraid about all these what ifs, which choice would I make? Would I stay and go for this work opportunity, or would I still move? Because sometimes what universe does is it gives you an opportunity to say, okay, you've been wanting to move, but if you stay, it's like, do you want door number two or door number one, right? Let's make a deal. And you get to choose. So the beauty here is there is no wrong choice for you, Michael. It's like, what do you want? And then ask yourself, I could stay, and here's my life here. I could move. There's more unknowns if I move. Do I want that adventure? And then you get to choose. This is one of those wonderful times in your life where you really do get to have a bigger say in your life path. And I don't feel there's anything wrong in either decision. It's more about what do you want? And then you get to choose door number one or door number two. Do I want the Snickers candy bar or the Hershey candy bar? I mean, it really is.
Well, I think he just wrote back. I think this will probably help him make his decision. He says the job is to a warmer climate.
Oh.
So I mean, I'm just
and if he wants a warmer
popping in here, I think, take it.
What's the conundrum? Yeah, just
go ahead.
If there's something that you were really looking forward to with the other idea of moving, maybe it's a different state or a different place or country that you were going to go to.
Right.
If you really had your hopes set on that one, Spirit's just saying, are you sure you want this? Because if you stay, here's this. And they're just making sure that you are sure about your choice. And trust me, when we come here as spirits coming into a human body, our path, there is a destiny, I believe. There is a destiny, and there's all these things that are kind of planned out. But because we have free will, we get to choose sometimes how we want to get to the end result. And this is one of those times. You get to choose, well, my soul's going to go, you know, it's going to end up where it's supposed to, but do I want to go this route, or do I want to go that route? And you can just throw the dice up in the air and choose one. I mean, I've known people who have done that where they've kind of throw things, literally take a map. My sister did this. She's trying to figure out where to live after college. She just took, I don't know what she threw, but she took a dice and threw it up in the air and it landed in Oregon. And that's where she moved to for 30 some years.
Oh, wow.
Very happy.
So she liked it.
She just did
that's
a good. Random because she and her husband couldn't figure out where to move. So, just kind of pick which one sounds best to you. And then once you make your choice, go with it 100%. Mm-hmm. Don't second guess yourself. Don't say, oh, I should have taken that other opportunity or, you know, just choose it. But if it's a warmer climate and you still get to keep your job, hey, to
why
me,
not?
That might be a no-brainer.
The Front Range is home for new music discovery. 94.3 The X.
So I wanted to add something more to the incident about James and just anything with life. We all have life lessons. Mm-hmm. Some of them can be very, very heavy. You know, I call it the dark night of the soul. Mm-hmm. And what's key here to healing from this is it's not about the incident. It's about how you respond to it. Mm-hmm. The choices you make from that point on.
Yeah.
It's about your attitude, your behavior, picking yourself up and just knowing that you can do this. And nothing happens without a reason, meaning everything happens for a reason. There are no coincidences. Mm-hmm. And when things happen, it's a wake-up call. And it really is about just how you respond. And so anyone who's going through anything rough, and there are a lot of really suffering and hurting people right now. Mm-hmm. They're coming into me in the droves, and I don't know if it's the energy, the election. I don't know what it is, but
well,
the world
the holidays
is
are approaching.
Coming up.
Yeah,
and there's just some really, really a lot of people out there really hurting, and just it's about the choices you make, and especially how you perceive your situation. You can be the victim. Poor me, it wasn't my fault, blah, blah, blah. Or you can say, you know what? How can I own this? How can I not be in this pity pot mode and start just one day at a time picking myself up and making some really important choices about just behavior change and attitude change?
Yeah.
And don't, you know, don't blame it on everybody else.
Right.
Don't follow a certain election leader out there who chooses to blame everybody. But that's all I'm going to say about him. But anyway.
But I mean, you know, in the past is the past. But, you know, we make mistakes and we have to kind of move on from it.
We all do that. We all go through tough times, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just about how we choose to view our life. Oh, poor me. It's their fault. I have a horrible boss, blah, blah, blah. Or, you know, or what am I going to do about it? How am I going to see this situation as well? What am I learning from this?
Right. Yeah. And then also recognizing that moving forward can be tough. You just have to get through it.
You have to get through it and try to, you accept your situation. You don't have to like it, but you can accept it and say, okay, what am I going to do? Okay.
Yeah.
Put on your big girl panties, whatever. I don't know what boys wear, but hey, you know, put on your big, boxers.
Big boy panties.
And suck it up, people. Suck it up.
Yeah.
We've all been there. You're not the only person to be hurting. We've all been there.
Yeah.
Myself included.
Yeah. Yeah. Same here. Yeah. Same here.
Yeah.
Psychic Marla Mitchell in the studio at 1-800-595-2943 or on Facebook, 94.3 The X. 94.3 The X, who's this? Can you turn down the radio because I could just hear myself?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
I got some feedback.
What's your name?
Jake.
Jake, what's your question for Marla?
I was actually wanting to just kind of get like a cold reading.
Okay.
Perfect.
Let's see what we get. All right. So first card up, that is a zodiac sign. Just yes or no, are you a Sagittarius?
No, I am not.
Are you a Gemini or a Scorpio?
I am not.
Neither of those. All right. Oh, then I just now pulled Leo. Yes or no?
No.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, well, if you've been listening before, you know that when I pull the zodiac cards, they're known as major cards in tarot, and they mean big stuff is happening. So you pulled several major cards. Even though none of them were your zodiac sign, they do mean certain things, and heavy duty stuff or lots of change coming your way that you need to be very aware of, okay? So the first one up was a Sagittarius card, which is about balance and patience. And so you have a lot of good things coming towards you, but you need to be very, keep your head about you. Just don't jump to conclusions. Don't jump into anything too quickly. There's a major choice sitting right on top of you. And if you don't know what this major life choice is, it's coming before the end of the year, at the very latest spring. But it's going to come in the next 4 months, 3 months. But there's a major, major life choice sitting right in front of you or right on top of you. And they're telling you to take your time with this choice. Do not rush into it. It's one of those things that I just talked about fate or destiny. So this is something or a life change that is supposed to happen for you, and you get to help make a decision about where you want it to go. Now, the other card, Scorpio, that's the death card. No, you're not going to die, okay? And rarely does the death card mean somebody is going to die. It usually means something is going to end. So this could be, for example, I'm just putting an example out there, like there may be a bunch of layoffs coming at work. So everyone around you is getting laid off and you get saved. But because of the fact that you get saved, you may be questioning, well, do I even want to stay? Because I don't like the way the company did this, or I don't like having to fill in for all the people that got laid off. Or so in other words, you will have a major choice yourself regarding all the loss or the changes around you. And so they're asking you to take your time. Once you make your decision, there'll be a couple other fallouts, another minor decision. And then the Leo card is strength, which means you have the strength to get through this. It may feel like you're going through a lot of chaos and change and disruption, but it is going to be okay. And you won't choose badly. You will choose wisely because I get the card of success. So whatever turmoil comes up around, you know, in and around your world, just be very aware of what you're wanting to bring into your life. Take fear out of it. Don't make decisions or choices from fear. Make them from a place of just being very calm and in a really strong place in your heart. Does this make sense? Do you know what the major choice is?
Not quite yet, but
okay.
With the whole job thing, that a lot of that kind of does make sense.
Okay, it could also be relationships. I didn't pull a lot of sevens, so I wasn't too sure about it being relationship. It could be work related. There may be some big changes coming through work, where you will be affected, but you may not be laid off or something like that. It could be that you have to be in the fallout of all of this, and then you get to decide how you want to participate or not in this, okay?
All righty, perfect.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks. It's 94 through the X, psychic Marla Mitchell at 1-800-595-2943. Time for one more call, and then we'll take a song break. 94 through the X, who's this?
This is Alexandra.
Hey, Alexandra, what's your question for Marla?
I wanted a cold reading.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
I like carrying those. Well, that was fun.
You didn't ask me, but I did get your spirit animal. It just popped in my head, and we've never had one of these. I've never had one of these. Are you ready?
I'm ready. What is it?
It's a roadrunner.
Ooh.
A roadrunner?
Yeah. I'm laughing because it looks like the Coyote Roadrunner cartoon in my head. And I was asking, which one is she, the coyote or the roadrunner? And then I heard beep beep. So you are the roadrunner. So
how fun.
I guess I'd rather be the roadrunner too. I wouldn't want to be the coyote. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So roadrunner, there you are. Let's see what the cold reading shows. Unless you were just watching that cartoon by some fluke.
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't even know if they put it out there anymore. Okay. Oh wow. We didn't pull any Zodiac cards for you, but we do pull a minor version of the Choice card. So you do have a choice coming up for you as well. Not as serious as the previous caller. This could be around relationship, things like that. Okay. Does that make sense?
That makes sense, yeah.
And you need to, when you make this choice or choices around the relationship issues, just make sure that you have really good boundaries and that you're really, when I say boundaries, I'm not talking about being selfish or me, you know, that kind of attitude. I'm talking about just being really aware of what your values are, what works and what doesn't. And if someone crosses a boundary, that you are able to communicate calmly with love to this person that, hey, that doesn't work for me, or hey, we have an issue here, and that everyone understands, and there's no attacking the other person or saying you did this, you did that, but there's something about your boundaries and needs not being met or something coming up, and it is going to be okay. But you just need to make sure that you are heard and that the other person validates that, yeah, I heard what you said, or, and maybe if what you asked for or what you need is not something they can give you, then ask them. And if they can't, then the choice could just be, well, okay, then we need to, you know, either go to therapy together or figure out a way to make this work.
Well, you're spot on, because a couple of days ago, my son's biological father got a hold of me, and I am in a relationship with somebody, and Aiden was 8 months when I got with Greg, and so his biological father just, you know, called me out of the blue, and my son's 8 now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. So, good boundaries, and you're going to want to keep your son's well-being in mind always, of course. But don't feel like you owe the father anything if he hasn't been around in 8 years.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so he is the boy's father, okay?
Yes.
But then this is a tough one.
I have a lot of emotions
running. Yeah. Protect your son. Protect your heart. Try not to respond from anger, rage, vengeance.
Right.
Where have you been? Blah, blah, blah. Listen to him and see if he sounds or feels sincere about his desire to reconnect with his son. Because, you know, I believe everyone deserves a second chance. Okay. But how sincere are they, and what are their motives, and all those things? So you have some work to do with this communication with this man, and trust your gut, trust your intuition, and don't feel sorry for him. Be very protective of your son as well. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It sounds good. And I have one more request. I have an individual that wants to know what his spirit animal is really fast. If
sure.
You wouldn't mind doing that. Okay. Here you go.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, what's your first name?
Mike Davidson.
Okay, and you just want to know what your spirit animal is?
Yes.
Okay, I am seeing one of those, we have them here in Colorado, the mountain goats, the rams.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. So you have, so look up ram, they've got the curled horns. There's another name for them, but yeah,
the bighorn sheep.
Thank you, Molly. So you have a bighorn sheep. I think they're also called rams, and you can Google that, spirit animal, bighorn sheep, spirit animal ram, and it will tell you. And it's almost like in the wintertime, it's all furry and fuzzy, and this coat is really thick and almost white.
So majestic.
It's beautiful, yeah.
That moment when you remember there's a station that plays the kind of music that makes you feel good.
Okay. Now I get you. That's cool.
94.3 The X, Front Range Alternative.
Via Facebook, German wants to have a cold reading.
Okay. German, you said?
Yes. Okay. He's a Cancer.
Wonderful. All right. Let's see what we get.
I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. Okay. It's spelled like German.
It could be Germain. No, there's no I in there.
Yeah. Nope.
And you're assuming it's a he?
Oh, there's a man in the profile picture.
Oh, there you go. There you go. All right.
I think.
Wow, look at all these cards. Okay. It's Cancer. I did not pull the sign of Cancer. I did pull Taurus and Aquarius and Virgo. So, German, I do show that you were trying to make changes. If you're not, you should be, I don't like the word to use should, but it is advised that you might want to be thinking differently about behaviors and attitudes. Take your time with this kind of change. They're suggesting that either you get more alone time if you don't get enough, or maybe you're getting too much alone time. But I think it's the first part. I think you do need to get more alone time. You do need to be out in nature more. You need to meditate or just find some way to have some quiet time to yourself and think about things that you want to change. You are in a growth spurt right now. And by that, I mean, it's like when little kids grow, 3 inches in 2 months and they have to get all new clothes. You're in a huge spiritual growth spurt. And when we are growing, we're growing from the inside out. And so we can't see the changes, but we can feel them. And when our soul is growing, it's very uncomfortable. We sometimes don't know who we are anymore, and we're kind of restless and anxious and maybe even irritable. And so if you've been feeling all these things, it's because you haven't seen the results of what the inner growth is showing. It hasn't manifested in your outer life yet, but it will. So the cards I'm showing are dreams coming true, huge growth. There is some ego that has to be dealt with, which is what I was kind of getting at earlier, letting go of some egoic attitudes and behaviors. Ego was all about fear and worry and control and manipulation. And so try to let life flow through you, to you and through you. Try not to control things so much. Just let it be as it is. Accept the good with the bad. Change your attitude. Like I was saying earlier on the air and to Molly when we were off the air, that change is very scary for people. Mm-hmm. And when there's change, we always have a choice. We can perceive it as bad, terrible, or we can see it as, well, universe is taking this from me, my job, my relationship, whatever. And how am I going to see this? Am I going to see this as an opportunity to overcome and become stronger and better version of me? Or am I going to say, poor me, nothing good ever happens to me? Or, well, my life was going good. And now, it's, of course, something bad happens because it was too good to be true. Mm-hmm. You can change that attitude and you can just say, hey, Life is always full of ups and downs and ups and downs. And it's just how you view each of those changes. So you have a lot of stuff coming in, German, and it's going to end up really, really positive, have really good boundaries. I do see success. If I had to give you a timeline as to when all of this will fall into place, it does feel to be around spring, which is... we pull Taurus energy, which is April, May. Aquarius is more February. The beginnings of this could start happening in February, and then you might have the end result happen early to late spring. But it looks really good. Just watch your attitude with any change and just try to be grateful and positive that spirit is working in your favor. And that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Change is definitely scary. Especially like when you pull the death card in any reading, it's like, oh no, like everything's gonna go to ish, you know?
Yeah.
But that's not always the case.
It's about letting go.
Yeah. It's and rebirth.
If you resist change, if you resist that death card or the fork on the road card, which is decision card, the more you resist, the harder it's going to be and you will suffer. Suffering is only caused by our resistance.
Yeah.
Okay. Suffering persists if you resist.
Yeah.
Remember that. So don't resist change. Welcome it. Try to see how it can be good for you. There's always a silver lining. It's just being able to see it or being willing and open to receive it.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally. 1-800-595-2943 Psychic Marla Mitchell in until 9 o'clock. 94.3 The X. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Lindsay. I was just wondering what my spirit animal is.
Okay. What was your name again?
Lindsay.
Okay. I thought you said Wendy. Okay. All right. Spirit animal. Oh, hold on. It's a cute little thing. Hold on. Just trying to see what it is. It's got fur and four legs. Okay. It's a raccoon.
Okay.
I hope you like raccoons. Hi.
I guess I don't really have a lot of feelings.
Well, look it up. They're very fun little creatures, and you know.
Yeah, I think most people are pretty indifferent about raccoons.
Yeah, they always wash their food before they eat it and things like that.
Oh, they're so cute. I love them.
But look them up because you know it'll tell you about what their nature is, and then it'll say if a raccoon's in your life, here's what you're learning. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks,
all right,
Lindsay.
Thanks, Lindsay. I actually have like a really cool story about raccoons.
Oh, cool.
And like, you know, like spirit animals and stuff. Because usually when I see an animal and something like weird is happening and something big is like going on in my life, I'll try to be like, is this a sign? Is this a sign? And there was one time I was going through, you know, kind of a tough time at a different employer. And I was like, well, I know something's about to change, but like, I don't know what it is, but like my life really sucks right now. So one night I'm driving home from a concert. I see one like beautiful, like adult raccoon to my right, like just on the side of the road. I'm like, oh, I better not hit it. It's so beautiful. And then, I'm like, oh no, I saw a baby raccoon running from my left, trying to cross the street.
To its mama.
Oh. But I saw it as me killing the little person inside of me, the small inferior person inside of me.
Okay.
Crossing over to the other side.
Transformation.
And within a month, everything turned around in my life.
You know how
literally.
I just
it
interpreted
just
it as
crazy.
Independence. Because you said it was the baby going towards the mom, and maybe you breaking the apron strings with mom. I don't know how old you were, but maybe getting some more independence and making choices, wiser choices, things like that.
Yeah, it could have been that. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was a year before I came to work here.
Okay.
So it was, you know,
major
something
change.
Else going on in life and... You know, I wasn't full time at the time, and I'm like, God damn it, I'm awesome. You need to give me full time. It's okay.
Okay.
I hear people say it all the time. We're
on
fine.
The air. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I've heard it. So that's how I saw it.
Okay.
And then like another time, I heard an owl hooting, and then heard really big news.
Owls are about change.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think anytime we see an animal and it calls to us, because sometimes we'll see animals and we're like, okay, there's a deer. Okay, there's an elk. But sometimes if we're thinking something and we're going through something and then we see an animal, if it really registers within your heart and your soul, then pay attention, go look it up.
Mm-hmm.
Because it really is a message. Messages come from our guides and our angels in all forms. They come through animals. They come through people. But yeah, if you see something in your life and you were asking for a sign, and then you see something and it registers, that's your sign. That's your answer.
Yeah.
So trust that. I was struggling years ago whether to break up with a guy. And I kept going back and forth. And finally, I had decided I was going to take him back. And I said, Spirit, give me a sign if I'm if I'm making the right choice. And then I walk out my front door and there's a bat, and this is daylight.
Yeah.
And there's a bat lying, and it's fallen out of a brick or something. And it was lying right on my front porch, a bat. Wow. And I went, oh, yeah. I'm not supposed to stay with this guy.
Yeah,
so
definitely a sign.
I broke it off. Thank God.
Yeah.
Because then like a few months later, I met my husband. So
That's awesome. Yeah. I've also had things happen with bats too. Like when I accepted this job over a year ago, bat flew right over my car as I'm like heading to work. And I'm like, okay, like this is like a sign. Because
bats are transformation.
Like a month earlier, there was a bat just clinging to the garage door for days. I thought it was dead.
Yeah.
But it eventually left.
Yeah.
There
you go.
You know.
So trust it when you get animal signs of any kind, people, and you're struggling with a decision or a life issue. We get messages from the animal world.
We do.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love animals.
Don't want to creep you out or anything. But we're feeling the vibe right now.
You going to listen to all that new rock alternative?
And I think you like us.
You want to split it?
94.3 The X. Front Range Alternative.
Hey, Julie, what's your question for Marla?
Sure.
I need to walk away. I just was looking to find out what career opportunities are coming.
Okay. Are you at work right now?
I'm sorry?
Are you at work?
Yes.
That's why you had to walk away from your desk.
We won't say anything.
And you
had
to whisper. Okay. All right. I'll be sure not to whisper, but you can whisper back. We turned up your volume. So, okay. So let's see if there's anything. And you're wanting to stay at this current job, but or just career opportunities in general?
Career opportunities outside.
Outside the current job. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'm pulling Leo energy. I'm pulling Cancer energy. Are either of those you?
No, neither.
Okay. Oh. And I just pulled the Death card. So there is an opportunity.
That's a good thing.
You are going to, and that's unless you're a Scorpio.
I am not.
Okay. Then you're going to be leaving there. And yes, there is an opportunity for you. I don't know why I'm whispering. It's a secret.
That's right.
I do pull Hangman first, which means not right away. But it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be looking or updating your resume. And you should also be saying, how can I serve? What is my next soul purpose? Because, you know, our soul purpose in general is to be happy, is to have a good attitude about what comes, let life come to and through us, and be appreciative of everything, even the good with the bad. But we also have a minor purpose of how can we serve others? How can we make, you know, not just ourselves happy, but how can we give back? And so that's changing. It's kind of morphing still, and you haven't quite come into your own. But you will find it. I get Wheel of Fortune with the Death card and the World card. So those three majors came up all three together, meaning it's going to be probably something different than what you're doing. You are going to quit your current job to do this, and Wheel of Fortune means, whoo, it's going to fall in your lap, okay?
Awesome.
So, but you do need to do your work to prepare for it, okay? Like resume, look around, network, things like that. If I had to give you a timeline, it feels... I actually start getting really excited like between now and the first of the year. And then I feel that you really ramp it up first of the year because most companies aren't hiring right now with the election and all the stuff going on, stock market, you name it. It's just kind of the energy is very heavy and very chaotic right now. It's driving all of us crazy.
Right.
It feels like spring on is really, really ripe. And if I had to say you feels like you'll be in a new job by or before summer. So when that happens, give us a call back and let us know because we'd love to get feedback and hear, I did get that job when you said, or no, I didn't. And what am I doing wrong? Or how can I do it different? But I do feel there is a job change coming. So stay excited. Keep looking. If there's something you're interested in, and you don't, even if you don't know how it could lead to a job, if there's a class or something you want to do in the meantime to keep yourself preoccupied and busy working towards a goal, do that too, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Good.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks,
thank you,
Julie.
Bye-bye.
Bye. It's 94 through the X. Who's this?
Hi, this is Rebecca.
Hey, Rebecca. What's your question for Marla?
Oh, my goodness. This is one of these decisions that I'm really struggling with.
You called before, haven't you?
I did. I called. I actually called last week, and this is part of it.
Okay.
So this is the deal. So I got offered this second position, not the original one that I applied for.
Mm-hmm.
But the money is, like, significantly less.
Okay.
But I'm not... it's the opportunity, I think, for the future opportunity, I think, would be really good. But I'm struggling with the financial aspect of it because it's so much lower than what I'm making now. And I'm afraid if I take that, it's going to take me so much longer to get back where I am.
Right.
Okay. So let me, like I always ask, if you weren't afraid or worried about money, now money pays the bills, blah, blah, blah. We need money, right? Because that's what we all live on to survive. If you weren't scared about the money, the income dropping, would you be interested in this job?
Not initially. No, it's not exactly what I want because of it's more of an hourly position, more administrative, whereas what I'm doing now, I have a lot more freedom.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to look at the potential of what I could move into eventually.
Is it with a different company?
Yeah.
Okay, so you went for the bigger one. They offered you the minor one. I think I told you that too, didn't I? That they were going to offer you something different.
Yes, you did.
Okay,
but the problem is it's a lot more money.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
I'm like, ugh.
Okay, so because you answered no, I don't think I would take it.
Okay.
Then you need to trust what your heart's telling you. So the other fear behind that is, well, if I don't take this job, is this all the universe is going to offer me?
Right.
I mean, am I going to lose out on something else down the road if I don't take this job because it just doesn't feel right in my heart and it pays crappy and it's not a salary job, it's an hourly job. So you have to get past that fear too. So if you weren't afraid that you were throwing out the baby with the bathwater, if you weren't afraid of that, would you turn it down?
I think I still would, just because of the fact that it's not what I really want. And I don't need this job right now. I have a job.
Good.
But I don't need it. And the problem I struggle with is that as well, is that I am doing the position that I was doing that I originally interviewed for.
Okay.
So why do they not see that I have the capability of that and are offering me a lower position?
Okay. So this is one of those things that I've talked about before where spirit, and I kind of mentioned it earlier in the show with a gentleman, that spirit has given you a choice. And I pulled some cards for you and I'm sitting here smiling because it's going to be okay. All right. So if you don't want this job, don't take it. Spirit's saying you can have door number one or door number two. How bad do you want to leave the current job? Are you willing to take this? Because here's what we're going to give you. Or do you think that you would rather wait? Are you worth more? Or, you know, how do you see yourself? How do you believe in yourself? If you really believe in your heart that you deserved that earlier job, but they didn't offer it to you, and that you do want to hold out and wait for something that is a better fit, then do so. Because I pull pregnancy, Ace of Pentacles, and the Page of Wands or Princess of Wands. And all these three together mean in 9 months or less, there is a job coming that you deserve.
Okay.
You just need to be patient. And Spirit's just saying, well, how desperate are you? Are you going to just jump and take the first thing that comes? Because sometimes people do. They want to get out so bad, they'll take anything. And that's okay if they're that miserable. But it doesn't sound like you're miserable.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I mean, there's a certain element of it, yes, but not enough to where I need to do that.
Okay. So then wait for what you deserve.
Okay.
Because it's coming in 9 months or less. I got the pregnancy card. So you're already pregnant, okay? And you're going to give birth, but it's going to be in the new year. It feels to be early spring, okay? And it may not be with that company. It may be with someone else, too.
Hmm. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I feel much better.
Good.
Good.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too. It's 94 Through the X. Real quick Facebook message. Mariah is wondering just a couple things. She's starting a new job at the end of the month. Hasn't told her current employer yet because she's feeling kind of guilty. She's wondering she didn't really ask a question. She just kind of made a statement. But I think she's just wondering if that's okay.
If she should take the new job, if it's for her highest good.
Yeah, also wondering if you can see a baby in her future with her husband.
So two real quick ones. Is the new job for Mariah's highest good? So maybe she's second-guessing her choice.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see if that's the right choice for her. Abundance, patience. Yeah, it feels to be good.
Okay.
It may be a slow start, but it feels to be positive. A lot of this is about her attitude. So, Mariah, since you're already second-guessing your decision to take a new job, sometimes, you know, we want a new job, but we don't like leaving the people behind because maybe we really liked our coworkers, but we have to leave because of the pay or the boss. And then, you know, then you take another job and you got to start all over again with your seniority and your time off and everything. But mm-hmm. this feels to be the right choice. Just give it time. Be patient with it. It is going to be for your highest good. And then is there a baby coming in your future? Now, did she say get pregnant or just have a child, or how did she word it?
She just said, will my husband and I have a baby in the near future?
Okay.
Says get pregnant.
Get pregnant. Okay. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people say, well, I have a baby, and I can see a baby, but sometimes it's adoption or you meet someone who has a child already. Mm-hmm. So we have to be specific a lot of times when we do tarot readings. But this, will my husband and I get pregnant and have a baby in the near future? I'm pulling Leo, Libra. What else? It's a personal question. Has she had a miscarriage already?
I'm not sure.
Okay. She's not saying. I'm not saying you're going to have a miscarriage. I don't even want to go there, but I am pulling some difficulties. So I don't know if you've had trouble getting pregnant.
Says no.
Okay,
no
good.
Miscarriage.
Okay. There might be. Sometimes there is an oops before there is a lock-in, so to speak. So I'm not saying there's going to be a miscarriage. I don't ever want to predict that. But sometimes there is a what we call a false pregnancy, or there could be an opportunity where women, we may think we're pregnant because we're several days late, and then we're not. So it feels like that kind of thing. I don't feel like it's a miscarriage where you're 3 months pregnant, 6 weeks pregnant, eight. I don't feel that, but I do feel like an oops where, in fact, my own daughter had that happen where she was like a week late and she thought she was pregnant. I'm going, no, I don't think so. And then she wasn't. She was just late.
Yeah.
'Cause stress can do that. Most women know that. So there might be that kind of thing, which so my coaching is do not get depressed or get your hopes up too soon or depressed if you do start late. Is there going to be a pregnancy someday? Yes. Does she give an age?
No, she does not.
Okay.
She's writing 28.
Okay. 28. Okay. I do really good with ages. So let me look. Oh, if not at 30 by 30. So in other words, a couple years, there feels to be a little baby. At this point, I'm seeing a girl first.
Aw.
And I'm pretty accurate on that, seeing people what their first child is.
Yeah.
Now we're going to get all these calls. But it feels like a little girl. You may want a boy, but you get a girl. It feels like that. But when you do get pregnant, call me back. And
let us know. Give us an update.
Let us know and give us an update. Yeah.
Cool. Well, we have run out of time, but if people want to get in touch with you for a more personal, in-depth reading, how can they schedule a reading with you?
My office number is 970-223-3457. And then my website is Marla Mitchell. There's two L's on the end. MarlaMitchell.com.
Alternative for the front range.
He got to open up his eyes to the music.
94.3 The X.